Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
The other day, somebody asked in our private coaching group, why is writing a book so hard? And as an author coach, as a publisher, I just had to respond. And in fact, I wrote it down because I wanted to write a written response to this person. I want to read it to you because I think that it actually makes a ton of sense. And I think other people agree because I don't know, I just posted this thing not too long ago and already 35 comments, people just, you know, responded like, I get it. But here's what I said. I said, writing a book is growing into a new person. We see what's possible with this new self, and it scares us to death. We try and run back to the door of the old self, but we find that it's now locked. We can no longer hide. We must emerge into the unknown, into the world of possibilities. Strangely, this is the exact thing we've been waiting for our entire lives. Folks, I'll tell you what, writing a book, I'll tell you why it's difficult, because you are literally becoming a new person. You are literally growing into that new self. And I get it, we want to run back. We want to bust down the old door. We want to say, hey, that's where the safety is. That's where everything's familiar. But it's locked. It's locked, and that's a good thing because this is exactly what we've been waiting for our entire lives. We want a new chapter. We want a new story. We want new results. We want new influence, new impact, new income. And that occurs through the bridge of a book. A book is literally a bridge from your old self to your new self. It helps you make that transition. And that's why it's so hard many times, because you're kind of caught in between. You look at the old self, and it looks familiar. It's calling your name. You don't want to go back because it's really familiar, but it has appeal. Then you look at the new self and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I have what it takes. I'm kind of scared, and you're caught in between. But listen, as a publisher of over 1,000 people, I can just say that what's on the other side is worth it. It is so refreshing. And you're gonna look back after you get to the other side and you're gonna say, what was I waiting for? What was I waiting for? Listen, if you need help with your book, we'd love to give you a free masterclass. It's at carrieoberbrunner.com/book. carrieoberbrunner.com/book. It's my 15-year career of me basically sharing best practices. There's no credit card on that thing. Sure, at the end, if you really like us, if you really want to, you know, take the next step, you can choose to apply, but that's totally up to you. The main thing is it's going to help you a ton. And there's a lot of mystery around writing and publishing and marketing a book the right way. And we break it down. But listen, if you have that desire in you, desire means to give birth to you. You have something that you're longing to give birth to. And all I want to do is celebrate you today. Tag somebody on this video that you think needs to grow into a new person. They have it inside them. You believe in them. Tag them and say, I believe in you. Check out this video. And let's really leverage books, because they do transport us to new worlds, not only for the reader, but for the author as well.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.